A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, and we're tasting wines from around the world. Today, we're going to one of the most beautiful places I've ever had the opportunity to visit, and that's Juarez de Frontera, the area of that makes sherry in the extreme southwest of Spain. And it is so close to Africa, you can smell the Sahara Desert as it blows across the Straits of Gibraltar. But that area is also home to some of the most fabulously underappreciated wine treasures on the planet that people just, for some reason, don't dial in. And I'm one of my favorites. We're talking about sherries, of course, which can range anywhere from the lightest, brightest, fresh Manzanillas to the thick, dark molasses like Pedro Ximenez sherries and everything in between. Today, we're going to be drinking the cream sherry called Capataz Andres from Lustau, and it is on the darker side, richer side. It's definitely a dessert sherry as opposed to a pre-dinner mouth-cleansing sherry. I've poured some in the glass here, and the beautiful mahogany copper color, and the nose is just rich apricots and peaches and savory kind of wood smells with dates, figs, raisins. I'm just going to bring a little bit to my lips here. It's very full body, creamy cinnamon mocha flavors. It's sweet, but it avoids that cloyness because there's still a lot of that smoky flavor, savory earth and leather flavors to balance out the fruitiness of it. It's a rich, complex wine. Just perfect for sipping after dinner. I think this is the wine that I would have for the light dessert. Maybe just some blue cheese, nuts, and dried fruit. A wonderful example of cream sherries. They're Capataz Andres by Lustau.